Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast, where two girls sit in a car and talk to random people about random things.
Today's episode on Two Peas in a Podcast is Cinema Synopsis, where your hosts are Leah Gato and Lebby Becker.
Today we'll be interviewing Elena Elrick and Sarah Frey about their favorite movies, TV shows, and actors.
Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast, guys. We got Sarah and Elena.
Hey, guys.
And today we're talking about, like, movies and TV shows. So, yeah, Leah.
Yeah, so we want to learn more about our guests, Lainey and Sarah, about their TV knowledge.
So, first off,
we'd like to ask both of you, are you avid TV or movie watchers?
You can go first, Lena.
I mean, TV, not so much, because I have a short attention span, so binge watching a TV show, I can't do it. But movies, yeah, I would say so. I think so.
I don't think there's a Netflix series that's, like, actually has some substance in it that I have not watched. I binge watch almost everything, and movies, like, when I get bored of a TV show, I'll be like, hey, let's watch a movie. So I've watched a good amount of movies, too, so, yeah. I think I'm good.
Moving on. Our next question is, what is your favorite genre of entertainment?
Is this, like, ooh, asking, like, movie, like, or...
Yeah.
Like, okay. Definitely rom-coms. I love rom-coms.
Yeah, that's good.
Rom-coms are really good, and I like psychological thrillers for movies as well.
Low-key, I like documentaries, too, which is kind of boring, but if they're about, like, sports people... Yeah, docuseries. That's the only kind of TV show I can really like.
TV shows I watch, like, dramas, comedy, some... You know, it just depends, like, if it's, like, a show that you're actually going to pay attention to the whole time, or a show that it's, like, you put on while you're doing your homework or something.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. About you? Like, are you the same?
I really like rom-coms, and sometimes I'll get into a show that's, like, has no substance, but it's just something I can put on to watch.
Yeah.
It's, like, a fun, like,
background show.
Like, right now I'm putting on the Percy Jackson series.
I need to watch that.
It's really not that great. It's kind of disappointing.
It's on Disney Plus, right?
It's on Disney Plus, yeah. But, like, I don't know. They don't put enough substance into each episode, so it's, like, maybe one chapter at most in each episode, so you're barely getting anywhere.
Yeah, so... All right, next question. Leah?
Oh, okay. What is your go-to binge-watching series?
Sarah's got a lot.
Okay, binge-watching series... I remember in the middle school, I, like, binge-watched The Vampire Diaries, and it was, like, this really bad, like, cycle for me because I just couldn't stop watching it. Binge watching series. It was Criminal Minds.
Wasn't it Shameless? For
it was
a while?
Shameless. Yes, Shameless. I've watched twice.
No, me too.
And I've binge watched that. And then now, because I used to be like, ew, no, I'm not watching this. But now I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Okay,
so Grey's Anatomy is good.
Yeah.
It's not often that I finish anything, but I rewatched the beginning of Gilmore Girls over and over again. I never fully finished it, though. Like, I'm, like, a fan. I'm a fan, you know, because I've watched the beginning probably, like, 8 or 9 times.
I put off the ending because I didn't want to.
I'll watch some of Logan, but, like, that's it.
The Good Place, I've also, I think, watched 3 times.
Yeah, but the problem with The Good Place is that it got kind of boring after a while.
Yeah, like, I watched it, well, the...
Same with Lucifer.
Did you watch all of The Good Place?
No, I didn't finish it.
See, exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I already know the ending. I've seen it on TikTok.
Okay, well, that's your secret for that.
Also, speaking of, like, binge watching, I'm going to call Lebby out on this. Lebby watches The Crown and Downton Abbey over and over again. Every day she goes home from school, she turns them on.
Those are, like, the two shows I haven't watched.
Because it's... Okay, I'm, like, addicted to, like, British, like, shows. Like, I don't know why.
Not Bridgerton, though.
No, I did watch Bridgerton.
Bridgerton's good.
It's good, but it's not as good as The Crown and, like, Downton Abbey for me.
I turned Bridgerton on for one episode.
Are those romantic, too, or are those more drama? Like,
They're both. So it's, like, good. And it's, like, I don't know. It's like my comfort movie. It's, like, how... I think we have a question on this later.
Yeah, come on.
But they're all, like, an hour-long episode, which is so bad for me.
That's exactly why, like, that's my problem with some shows.
Yeah.
Like,
what else? Shameless was, like, an hour, and there's 11 seasons.
I also watched, like, Gossip Girl.
Oh, my God.
When it was, like, Thanksgiving, I watched every Thanksgiving episode.
I still haven't watched it.
Then I watched, like, Christmas. Yeah. And Friends is, like, binge watch.
Friends is such a fun show. I've, like, watched it. And that's also one, like, after you watch it the first time, you kind of just put it in the background.
You can literally turn it on any episode and you'll understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's so fun. And then also New Girl was funny. But that was more of, like, a...
It was too short, though.
Yeah, but that was more of, like, a put on the side, like, while I do my homework. Because it was funny, but also... It had substance. It was good.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next question. What movie or TV series scared you the most?
Okay. Lebby, Smile, bro.
That was so scary.
It was so bad.
My God.
First off, I'm not a horror movie person. I've watched, like, the recent Scream. I've watched, like, A Quiet Place. Those didn't really mess me up.
Smile was, like, jump scares.
Smile?
It was so random.
Oh! And it just, everywhere I went, I thought someone was going to do it to me.
Levy was talking about, like, just disturbing faces, and I feel like that's, like,
yes, because we were talking about Gypsy Rose, and then we were I watched this horror movie with my brother and his girlfriend and Costas. Everyone loves Costas. And it was, like, I literally was the most freaked out, because it was from this just random dude, and he wasn't actually the murderer,
just
but
had a weird
he was just a weird face, and it creeps me out, and I can't sleep at night. And so that's my problem.
You know what else scared me? The first time I watched, now it doesn't scare me, but the first time I watched Stranger Things,
it was us too. Remember, it was us in Mr. Busby's room.
Yeah, we watched it in like eighth grade, and it freaked me out so bad.
Yeah, and then I never watched it until like the newest season came out.
I don't know what's curious.
Really? I watched a lot of horror movies.
No, I don't like horror. I watch like psychological stuff. Like, it's not that bad.
The one thing I can remember, there's
not like. Actually,
you know, like the TV show Supernatural.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. My parents had an episode on one time, and I was like 7. I came down for a glass of water when they were watching it. There was a scene where this guy was wearing like a bunny head from like a mascot costume, and there was a guy sitting inside of a house while this guy with the bunny head is outside of his house, and it's like nighttime. And the guy inside is watching TV, whatever, drinking beer, and this bunny head guy is like approaching the house, and then he gets inside when the guy is doing the garbage. And the guy goes back inside, so they're both in the house. Bunny head person breaks a glass bottle and, like, starts stabbing the other guy.
Ugh.
That was traumatizing.
Oh, my God. My grandparents watched, like, the most out-of-pocket things in, like, their little sunroom. So I was walking in when I was a little kid, and I just saw this girl with, like, long, like, nails just, like, stab someone. Like,
no. You know what scared me? Weirdly, the game Five Nights at Freddy's.
That scared me, too.
I don't know why I could never that do scared it. Me.
Okay. I never watched
anyway,
that.
We're getting,
I never did that.
We're getting a little off topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your favorite movie and why? Sarah.
Sarah, you have an answer?
No.
I have one.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I like 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm. I talk about that a lot. But I have a list of, like, top 10 movies.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's either, like, Divergent, Hunger Games, Princess Diaries, Love, Rosie.
I'm waiting for one.
Little Women.
Okay, good job.
Oh, Little Women is a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Little Women's, like, my number one. Sound of Music is up there for
like
me, too.
They're all, like, even on, like, a top tier of, like, yeah. Why I like them? Well...
Yeah, I don't really have one.
I don't really have, like, a why. They're just good. Like, and I like movies... Yeah. There's only certain movies that I can watch over and over again. And those
yeah,
are
that's
those.
Fair.
Also, Me Before You. So good. Mm. So good.
Do you have a favorite, Leah?
I don't really have, like, a favorite, but... One of the ones that I really like is Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, that's good.
I watched it after finals last year for the first time. And, like, I could watch that over and over again. I don't know.
All right. Sarah, I think this will be a little harder for you. What are your favorite TV series and why?
I'll come up with... Wait.
You can do a, you can do, like, a top three or something. A top five. She's gotta think. Okay, well, mine's easy. It's The Crown and Downton Abbey. Yeah, that's easy for me. Anyone? Sarah? Sarah's very distraught right now.
Okay, I like I like Scandal. Oh, that's so good. Except I'm at a really scary part because the guy is, like, a CIA killer, and so he goes out and, like, but then he gets tortured by someone, so I really can't get past, like, the beginning of season 2 because it's scaring me so bad. That's really good, though. I like Gilmore Girls, like I said. Mm. Euphoria was good.
Euphoria was like a fever dream to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. No. Okay. Okay, good. All right. Do you have any more?
I mean, I've always been a big fan of, like, The Good Place. I feel like I've watched so many TV series that I can't even think of all the top of my head because they're like the off like brand, like they're just yeah, ones that you have.
I watched a lot of one-offs that are only one season.
Yeah. That's what yeah. I do, especially on Netflix when they like cancel a season. Like, and it's so good too. Yeah. And you're just like, why did they cancel? Like I remember Julie and the Phantoms a couple years ago.
Yes, and then like that one about with what's her name,
one on
Odessa.
Amazon Prime.
And then there's
I like Daisy Jones and the Six. That's on Amazon Prime.
Did you guys ever
That's
watch
really show.
Anne with an E?
No.
Daisy Jones and the Six.
It was cute, but she pissed me off a little bit.
I watched one episode, but it was making me angry. So
yeah,
I
mean, you have to push past
I watched The Wilds. That was really good, but then they discontinued it, and the second season was awful.
I really like The Office.
I think it was cringe. I thought it was really cringe. I like Parks and Recreation better than The Office.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's still not great.
I haven't watched any of those.
I should have brought my phone because I can probably look.
Like sometimes I'll put it on if I have like nothing else going on.
Overrated or underrated? Time for Alina and Sarah to decide which actors and actresses deserve their fame.
Okay, We're gonna do a little game.
Okay.
So over or underrated, we are going to determine whether a given celebrity is over or underrated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Florence Pugh.
Underrated.
I agree, 100% underrated.
I love her.
And Sarah? Every movie she does, her acting,
it's
top
on point.
Tier. No, Midsommar? Oh, that's the movie that scared me the most. Oh my gosh.
I
was going to say that, but I was like, it's not... Okay,
which one is that?
That's like the most disturbing psychological thriller that I've watched.
Oh my gosh.
Like that one, I feel like compared to the others...
Didn't you say Saltburn was pretty...
Saltburn? Okay, Saltburn was not disturbing as in like murder, but...
Just disturbing.
Just weird.
It was disturbing. Like, people thought some scenes were, like, sexy or, like, very attractive. And I was like, you're missing the whole point of the movie because it's supposed to be disturbing and scary for a reason because of the plot point and, like, what they were trying to, like, convey. So you can find it sexy or not sexy, but the whole point is that it's just terrifying and disturbing. But I've watched psychological thrillers like The Menu.
Oh, The Menu's good.
But The Menu isn't, like, scary. It's just, like, it shocks you a little bit. And then it's like, I want to know what's going to happen. Midsommar was one of those, like, psychological thrillers that you watch. And it just kind of, like, it makes your stomach, like...
It screws with your head.
It screws with your head after you watch it. Like, Saltburn, it screwed with, like, your stomach. Like, you felt, like, queasy watching it, but... Like, after you were fine. Midsommar,
also,
like, it just changes
the
you.
The turns in Midsommar, like, it would literally be, like... Just kind of not normal, but like kind of like okay. You'd be like, all right,
and then all of a sudden
it'll literally change scenes, and all of a sudden someone is dying.
I still haven't watched. I need
Which
to watch.
One is
like
that?
The end.
Midsommar's with Florence Pugh. It's like, have you ever seen like the
it's
TikToks
like a, it's
with like
about a cult.
Her and a flower?
Her costume acting
her...
is so good.
Oh, is that with
Harry
Styles?
No, that's Don't Worry, Darling. That one was
literally.
That one was freaky.
To go back
that
to like
bad.
What we're talking about, she's literally the most underrated. I think she's the most underrated.
I don't think she's underrated. I think she's like. She could be a little underrated,
she's
but like
underrated.
I think she's like a great actress, and I don't think it's like
I think she's just early in her career.
Yeah,
she is
yeah
early.
I think
she's
so too.
Early.
She's like 26.
I don't think it's like I don't think it's like oh
she
like,
actually just turned 28 yesterday.
She's so underground. Like I think she's a great actress that like she gets some recognition. Maybe yeah, she's a little underrated.
All right, moving on. Chris Hemsworth.
I think he's overrated.
I feel like no one's talking about him now, so it's like he's just
yeah,
is
he's
what
kind
he
of
is.
Not relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is the one that's in the Marvel movie.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit overrated.
I don't think he's that good, to be honest. Okay, Harrison Ford.
No, he's like the Star Wars dude, right?
Yeah, I think he's perfectly rated.
I don't really know anything about him, so I can't really
Well, he's in like Indiana Jones, and he's in like all these really good, like, classic movies.
So he is what he is.
Yeah, I think he's like what he is. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay.
Ooh, Ryan Reynolds.
I think he's overrated.
I think attractive wise he's overrated, but I think acting wise he's a great actor.
He's really so funny
and charismatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like I think that's why it also adds to his like attractiveness.
Like,
the
did you guys watch The Adam Project?
Adam Project was funny.
I thought it was funny and cute.
Adam Project was funny.
Cute.
Deadpool is so good. I think he's done a lot of good stuff. Like whenever I watch him, I'm like, I love watching a movie with Ryan Reynolds in it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I agree. Meryl Streep.
I don't think she's overrated.
I think she's perfect. But I don't think she's underrated.
I think she's like Harrison Ford.
She has so much recognition, but she deserves it.
She's found a way to keep herself relevant.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the Mamma Mia.
It's Mamma Mia.
And like Little Women.
It's impressive. Actually.
Yeah.
Don't Look Up was like, I was like, oh my gosh.
That
Street,
was a good
bye.
Movie.
That Don't Look Up
I
was a good movie.
I really didn't like that movie.
Really?
I never watched
it. It was odd. I mean, it was a little like, it made me kind of like depressed.
Oh.
Like the ending
was
kind of like, The ending was kind of a drop off that I didn't like, but the rest of the movie was good.
Okay. It made a point.
Channing Tatum.
I think he's overrated.
I don't think he's that attractive.
Neither do I. I don't either.
And he did Magic Mike.
And he's not a good actor.
About that on here, but he did that movie, and that movie...
That movie was not very good, to be honest. No. I was like, I've never watched this. Why don't I watch it? And I was, like, very underwhelmed.
I've never watched it.
I was very underwhelmed. It's not worth it.
I've seen, like, scenes and stuff.
Okay. Natalie Portman.
She's underrated. Underrated, for sure.
She's so pretty. She's the best.
She's so good.
She did, like, the Swan movie.
The Swan movie, and she was in Marvel. Was she not?
Yeah, she was in Marvel. She was in Star Wars. She was in, like, so many
things. She's such a great actress.
Yeah, and remember, like, she did that whole, like, shaved head scene.
Did she?
Yeah, in, like, this one movie. Like, it was, she completely shaved her head during the movie.
She's so pretty. I can't.
Okay, so now we're on to Clint Eastwood. I don't know if you guys know him.
Okay, he's old, but I know his son, because his son is
His son's famous.
His son is in The Longest Ride, and The Longest Ride is so good.
Okay, so I actually don't know how to rate him.
I think he's, like, properly rated.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
Okay.
He's kind of out of his time, though.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next, The Rock.
Overrated.
No!
Okay.
I will forever love The Rock.
He's overrated, but I love all the movies.
But he's such a bad actor.
No, but, like, The Rock is just my, like,
His characters don't change. They're all the same.
He's in this one Disney movie with the little girl.
But is anyone saying...
The Tooth Fairy.
That is so good.
I've watched that movie, like, 10 million times. Okay, I think... The Rock. I don't think anyone's saying he's, like, the best actor ever. I just think he's, like, you know, like, this big, buff personality that everyone likes to be around and talk about. And that's why I love The Rock. And I will forever love The Rock.
Okay. I agree, Leah. All
right.
And in Moana, that was great.
All right. We're going to do one more. Jennifer Lawrence.
She's accurately rated.
I think everyone, like, I think she's so funny.
She was good.
She's funny. I think No Hard Feelings was good
with
her.
Yes, No Hard Feelings was so funny.
Okay, wait, no, we're going to do one more after this, because I really want to.
Okay.
Johnny Depp. Because of his court case and everything. Like,
okay,
what do you guys
I loved
think
that
now?
Court case, though. I watched the docuseries on that. I listened to the whole court case. I think he deserved to win. I think Amber's a liar.
I agree, too.
I like his acting.
I think he's perfectly rated. Like, I think he's a little underrated because everyone thinks, like, badly of him.
He has such a good style.
Now they all like him.
Yeah, but,
he's,
like,
really good at what he does.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I didn't think that was him.
That was great, yeah.
And, like,
I know,
Edward
the fact
Scissorhands
that, like,
the stuff,
credits said Johnny Depp, I was like,
what?
No.
Yeah, because he was creepy.
Did you guys watch the new Wonka?
No,
I need to. It was good, but it was very childish.
Like, it's a kid's movie.
Now it's time to decide which Chris is the best.
All right.
Oh, okay.
This is good.
Who is the best Chris?
Ooh. All right. Chris Evans.
Hold on. Sorry.
We've got Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, Chris Rock, Christopher Walken, and Chris Jenner.
Chris Evans. Chris Evans.
Why do you love him so much?
Because Chris Evans is a—he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
He was good
I
in Knives Out
too.
Oh, Knives Out!
That's another favorite.
De Armas together.
Knives Out is so good.
Knives Out is a really good
you
movie.
You know he's married now.
Yeah.
To who?
Chris Evans is like everything anyone would ever want
in a person.
In a person, I love Chris Evans. He's everything to me. I feel like Knives Out really, like, made him stand out to me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, Knives Out was a really good movie. Did you ever watch the sequel?
Glass Onion?
Yeah, I didn't watch
Glass
it.
Onion
it
was
Glass
really...
Onion sucked.
Okay.
It didn't look good.
Glass Onion was more of, like...
It's very predictable.
It was very predictable, and it was just, like, oh, attractive person, Madeline Klein. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
It was like, one of those movies, like, it was giving, like, Baywatch, like, kind of, like...
Oh.
You know what I mean? Baywatch was not a good plot, but it was like,
bad.
Oh, that's attractive. Like,
it was just a
joke. I don't think Zac Efron's attractive, but...
No, I don't really think he is.
Anyways,
Sarah and I have had this conversation.
It was just like a
face reconstruction.
Yeah, Knives Out, Glass Onion was just like attractive
like
people being attractive.
He like fainted and hit himself on the jaw on the corner of a counter. And
awful.
Like
the first
out.
Knives Out though was like attractive
so
people
good.
For sure. Like
the cast was stacked,
but they were very good at acting and they made it like not just very predictable. It was a good movie.
So I also want to get your guys' opinion on Chris Pratt, because either you love him or you hate him.
So I feel like at first I was very indifferent towards him, and then my friends would, like, talk about it, and they were just like, I just love Chris Pratt. Like, he's giving, like, dad vibes. Like, I just love Chris Pratt. I don't know. I feel like I like Chris Pratt. He's fine. But I don't have anything against him. I'm very indifferent towards Chris Pratt.
Okay.
I'm indifferent towards
him. Because I never really watched the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was in Don't Worry, Darling, right? That was him? Or was that Chris Pine?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
No, it was Chris Pine.
There's too many Chris's.
Yeah, Chris Pine is in Don't Worry, Darling. Chris Pratt's at Guardians of the Galaxy.
They kind of look the same, not
really. No, they don't.
Chris Pine's the one in Wonder Woman.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway.
Now it is time to reveal our celebrity crushes and our favorite actors and actresses.
Okay, all right. Now we're going on to celebrity crushes.
Ooh, yeah. All right. I have big opinions about this.
All right, so...
Okay, I'm so excited!
Okay, so first of all, let's go through, like, what is your favorite actor? Like, who is your favorite actor?
Like, not a crush. Like, just a good actor.
Yeah, just in general. Just in general.
Okay.
A good actor.
Either Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh's a good actor.
Or... I have such a hard time picking a guy actor.
So do I.
Oh. Emma...
I have a celebrity
Watson,
crush.
Watson Stone.
Emma Watson. Ah!
I agree.
She's such a good actor.
No, I think she's so good, but the guys, I don't know who to
pick. I don't know. Okay, talented actors for guys, like, I don't know who to pick because, like...
Wait a second.
I mean, there are good ones, but there's not, like, one that really stands out. But I definitely have a guy celebrity crush.
Who's your celebrity? Okay, wait.
Let's just go. Yeah.
Actress, actor. What makes an actor/actress good at their job? Like,
in your opinion,
they're just very dynamic. I feel like if they can play
any type of character.
That's what I'm saying. Like a dynamic person,
like,
actor,
mm-hmm. any personality. Like, and also if they're good at all types of like emotion.
Yeah, like I feel like some people. Like, you watch a movie and it makes you believe, like, they're this type of person. Then you watch a movie and they're the completely different attitude and you're like, wow.
Also, if it's, like, method. Like, if you can really get into it and fully believe that.
I feel like method is so interesting, though.
I think sometimes it's not necessary, though.
No.
Like, you know, like, the Austin Butler versus Jacob Elordi,
Jared
like Elvis.
Leto? Remember him?
Like Austin Butler did like all this method acting for Elvis, and like the Priscilla movie, it's not about Elvis, but like Jacob Elordi didn't do any method acting for that. And people are still debating like who's the better Elvis. So sometimes it's not like
Austin
necessary.
Butler literally talks like Elvis.
Yeah.
His voice changed completely, like before and after.
Yeah, it did.
And then like for some reason, like, do you guys know who Helena Bonham Carter is?
Yes.
No. Like she kind of gives method for me. Okay, so
she's the crazy one in Harry Potter.
I can't remember her name.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like she wears the glasses or whatever?
No, maybe that's not.
Oh my god, yes. Okay, she's the one. She's the Queen of Hearts. Yeah, that's who she is.
Yeah, and she gives method. Like she, like, because the characters that she plays are very unique because, like,
they are unique.
And she just has, like, a specific way. And I think she's a really good actress. And, what were you saying?
She gives me a vibe that she's a little bit of an odd person, though. Like, that she can play those roles so well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of actors are odd people. I feel like more
Bellatrix.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, so, it's, like, interesting because, like, I don't know. There are so many different approaches.
And whatever works for them, works for them. If they're a good actor and it shows on the screen that they, like, put the effort in and then some people have it naturally and some people don't. And it just,
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So now, celebrity crushes.
You had some time to think.
Okay.
Someone can go first.
All right. Ross Lynch.
Oh my god, I don't agree with that.
No.
I don't think he's my number one.
Okay, you didn't see
him.
He's
not
even
on the roster.
Okay.
I saw him in person at Ocean's Calling and it changed my mind. It changed my life. Like,
if you see any hot actor in person, it's going to change your life. They look better in person. Ross Lynch is obviously going to look better in person. He doesn't look good anyways. He just has a good body.
You know, I used to say people like Tom Holland, but not
anymore. No, I kind of agree.
Yeah, Zendaya's way prettier. But
you know what? Tom Holland has such a good personality that
you know like, what?
But we're not talking about personality here.
I know we're not.
We're not talking about personality here. Just Russell.
Okay, give us your crushes.
All right, I don't care if anyone hates me for this. If you, after you watch Saltburn, and after you, like, watch interviews, and, like, because he's not
Jacob
a photo.
Lordy?
Yes, he's not.
Yes!
I agree with that.
He's not. Stop. This. I will show you a picture. I photoshopped myself with him because I'm obsessed with him.
I've seen that.
Okay, he is, like, my favorite. Out. He's honestly, people don't like his personality because there's so many rumors. Like, oh, he cheated with, he has been rumored to cheat with all of his girlfriends. How does anyone know that's true? Like, the evidence is not there. There's nothing there. Everyone just likes to say that he cheats on his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe he has on one, but that's not, I'm not talking about personality here. He is so attractive in, like, videos on the camera, like, in a film. Like, he's photogenic. People just show you bad photos and they're like, he has, like, derpy eyes. He's a puppy.
His style.
He's, like, a, like, he has a puppy face. He has great
so
style.
Good.
And I really like, his friendship with Barry Keoghan, if you watch their interviews in Saltburn. Like, he's just such, like, he's everything that I could ever want
okay.
in, like, a person.
He kind of, okay, when he plays Nate in Euphoria, like, you kind of hate him. But that is the whole point.
That's why he's such
so
a good actor.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I was saying.
Also, back to, like, good actors. Zendaya, so good.
Yeah.
She is.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
Okay, also, wait.
Sydney
back to that
Sweeney,
real quick.
Also good.
Thoughts on Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
I don't think he's that
good. He's not
good
looking.
Okay, but
he's
Jacob.
Not good looking, like, at
but
all.
Jacob Elordi. So I was talking about good actors, right? And, like, so I was talking to my friends. And they were like, yeah, I used to hate Jacob Elordi because of Euphoria. And then I made them watch Saltburn, and he's the sweetest person in that. And he looks so good in his style. And he's, like, this preppy, like, rich boy who's just nice to everyone in that movie.
Yeah.
He's just a nice, like, good hearted guy. And everyone's just like obsessed with him now, and my friends were like, I see the hype now, I see it. So it's good because he's a great actor. He can make you feel so many different types of ways in different movies. Like, that's what a good actor is.
You know who else I was talking about today? Because Suki Waterhouse is pregnant with Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, right, I forgot about
I love him. I love him in Harry Potter. I don't know why. Him and
he
Harry
is good
Potter.
In Harry Potter.
Good.
Like,
he
much
is.
Better than Twilight.
Jacob Elordi's my number one.
Okay.
I know he's your number. Do you have a favorite actress?
My favorite actress.
Well, I mean, yes, he is my favorite.
I like Florence Pugh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
I like Hunter Schaefer.
Yeah, I can agree with
Zendaya.
That.
Zendaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people
the
hate Rachel
so
Zegler.
I like her.
Who?
She's okay.
Rachel Zegler.
The one who played.
Oh, I love
her.
She's
such a good
actress. I like her a lot.
She's an amazing
singer,
Her singing is crazy.
I don't know why people hate her.
No,
she's
but
she's just very Broadway.
I think it's because she tried to change Snow White.
Which is fine. What's wrong with Broadway?
I think
she's
a lot of people are having
kid.
Problems with that.
I think that's the only reason people actually like really
okay.
hate her.
With the Snow White.
Sorry.
That's it. But that's
a
whole different.
Process, but anyway.
That's like
I mean, it's like
thing.
Obviously she's had media. Maybe they just the way they told her was probably be like talking more about how Snow White's new and improved, and she probably took it in her own hands and kind of made it extreme. So I feel like she's definitely taken it in her own hands, like what the media has told her. Media training's told her to say.
Yeah.
But I think she's great, and who cares? Like, the Little Mermaid was different too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so
Beauty
hard.
And Beast
I don't know,
was the best
like,
remake.
Like, that was the best
that
remake.
That was the best remake.
And
Mulan
Cinderella.
Was the worst
Cinderella
one.
Was really good.
Mulan was the worst.
I never
Mulan,
watched it.
Okay, because the dragon, there is no dragon. It's like a weird enchantress, and she's not even funny.
There's
it's like
no
dramatic.
And there's no singing.
The chief?
What?
Listen. What's his name? Li Shang?
He's not good looking.
He's not good looking, and he's not even the chief. There's no, like,
the
boss
chief?
Trope.
No,
there's
no,
just
like,
two
boss.
Soldiers.
They changed
they're
the
just,
story?
They're
yeah,
just
it's
two soldiers
different.
Who fall in love.
Wow.
And they're ugly.
Is it because she's, like, underaged or something?
No, I don't know, because they just wanted to change the story.
They changed the stories. Like,
and they didn't make the three friends, like, it was, like, him and, like, two other friends,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
like, it. They didn't make them, like, fight and, like, where the girl dresses at the end and, like, fight. It just was really sad. And the Huns weren't, like, the Huns. It was just weird.
It was really disappointing.
Anyway, celebrity crushes. I used to like Timmy, but Timmy's...
No.
His jaw!
No,
really.
No, it's weird.
I can't get the jaw.
There's a girl that looks like him. Like, a girl actress.
No, like, in some
pictures. I just
think
he's so, like,
a
theater kid.
A girl actress who what?
Looks like Timmy.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, like, they put their pictures side by side all the time.
I always forget her name.
Were you going to say Natalie Portman?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like Dyer, Natalia Dyer. No.
Something like that.
Oh. I think people were saying that. But then they photoshopped that picture, though. Like, the one side by side.
Okay, yeah.
This girl?
Yeah, like, she doesn't look... look up and Timothy.
Oh, Chandler. No, that's 100% her. Yeah.
Yep, that's her.
No, because that was Stranger Things. She's
it's just the sharp jawline. She has a very sharp jawline.
Yeah, but they photoshopped the picture that they actually merged their faces
it's
together.
Their jaws are
that
kinda...
picture they photoshopped.
Oh, yeah,
photoshopped
that one's scary.
Yeah, that's him and his sister.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this is
his
sister.
Sister was in the Sexless Girls. That show was so good.
My
Day
Rap is so good.
Oh my god.
Wait, you've watched that?
My parents and I. Well, my parents watched it and they were like, so loving used to watch it, so they told me. To
Except
it.
Renee Rapp's not leaving because she has a really good music career, which, like, good for her, but, like, also.
Is that the one
that
said that, like, I want to go to another college at the end of that?
No.
Oh, who was that?
Oh, it's the gay one.
Okay.
Isn't that Renee Rapp?
Layton. Yeah.
Oh, Layton's leaving.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was about to say, I thought we were talking about...
Okay.
Anyway.
That is such a good
show. Who are your celebrity crushes, Leah?
Yeah, I feel like we haven't heard from you. Did we just, like, diss them? Is that why?
I have to think about it. Because I don't know. Liam Hemsworth is good looking.
Yeah.
But he's not a great actor. I don't really love him as an
actor. Or a great person.
He's just good looking.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, we're talking about, like... based on looks, I feel like.
Jacob Elordi.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Jacob
please,
Elordi.
Please.
Chill out.
I'm so sorry. Because everyone,
no, you're not sorry.
Because everyone used to, like combat me with this. Like, no,
it
he's not
cute. It was just when he was in as Nate.
No, because people are saying his face shape, like, isn't good. He doesn't have to be perfect. He's
okay,
just attractive.
Alexa Demi or whatever.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty and she's such a good actress. But she's also, like, 35 and still playing.
Is she Addie?
How is she 35?
She does not look 35.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't watch Euphoria, so.
I don't need to watch it.
She's 33. And she somehow still looks like a...
She looks like she's in
Zoe,
her 20s.
Like 20.
Zoe.
Chanel.
Me crazy.
Does Chanel?
No.
Did you know she's married to one of the Property Brothers?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Zoe who?
I can't remember.
Who? What is she in?
I think she plays, like, Samira told me. Is it, like, the person who played, like...
This girl?
No, the person who played, like, you know, like, in Batman, the girl... The cat girl or whatever.
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yes. Zoe Kravitz. She's so pretty.
Yeah. She is so pretty.
Okay.
She was in Divergent.
She was.
Okay. And, she was in Divergent.
Robert Pattinson.
Like looks Miles Maddie. Teller. I don't know why I find Miles.
Miles Teller.
Oh!
I don't know why I find Miles Teller so attractive.
Like, yes!
Mainly just in Top Gun.
I feel like Miles Teller and Jacob Elordi are up there for me for some reason.
I was watching that the other week, and I was just staring at him. Like,
oh, my God.
Wow.
Definitely Miles Teller
and
Jacob
Elordi.
No,
and then I'm young.
I don't
Tom
think Snow's
Cruise,
that cute.
I thought was
no!
cute.
No!
I don't think he's that cute.
Tom Cruise is overrated.
He's overrated.
Tom Cruise is overrated.
All he does is action, too, so it's not like anything.
He also has a scene in every single movie where he's showing off his running.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
I don't know how I thought of Miles Teller.
Really
because Divergent.
Yeah, Divergent.
It's
weird.
It's
really weird.
Okay, but didn't the last thing, Tom Hanks, he's not overrated.
He's good. He's like, good. He's straight.
Tom
like,
Hanks played every character in
Polar Express.
That's crazy to
did
me.
Did he actually?
Yeah, no,
everyone.
So they did, like,
the little boy, Santa, the hobo.
The parent.
The
that's
parent.
Crazy. Like, everything. They use,
he's
like,
good,
digital
the
acting,
conductor.
Too. The conductor. Oh, yeah.
Why
I did know
that?
He was the conductor.
Because
he
looks like the conductor.
He does look like the conductor. You didn't know that?
Polar Express was, like, a fever dream movie.
Okay, so I actually acted it out. The animation was, like, based off of
So was Rango.
Yeah.
I feel like those two movies are fever dreams.
I saw like, a thing about Polar Express. It was so funny to me. It is, like, the kind of a really scary-looking movie.
It used to traumatize me.
Like,
it
literally
of it.
Is,
and, like
a trauma.
Like, the puppet scene? Like,
yes.
When he was,
yes.
That was so scary.
I would
scary.
Always turn off the movie. Like, I don't know
and,
the
And, like,
end
the
of
two
movie.
Scary
it's
conductors.
Like, I couldn't watch The Old Grinch with,
The Old Grinch is scary.
Have you guys ever watched The Guardians?
Of the Galaxy?
No, like, with Jack Frost.
Yes.
No.
That was so cute.
That was cute.
That was
I love
so
that
cute.
Movie.
I was in love with Jack Frost.
I was in love with Jack Frost, too. He was my first celebrity crush.
All right, guys.
Sorry, that was...
All right.
We went off on
Thank you so much for listening to Two Peas in a Podcast.
This was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining.
Bye.
Peace.
Thank you for watching Two Peas in a Podcast with Leah and Levy.
We hope you learn more about our favorite movies, TV shows, and actors, and new insights from our guests, Elena and Sarah.
Make sure to tune in next time for more random questions with random people.